Shalom Ravacha, welcome everyone. Continuing Pele Yoitz, Shin number 77, discussing Achil and Shtia, specifically Milas and the Sinu Lo'oni Me'asuda. The benefits, the greatness of a person giving food to an Oni at the time of a meal. Va'isha Asher Hirchiv Hashem Es Gevuloi, a person that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him the financial capability. Ma'noim Goy Roloi Im Yizar Litein Chelek Misudasoi Lo'oni. How fortunate and appropriate it is for a person to be able to give to an ani, to have somebody at his table who's not able to buy himself any food, or if a person is sitting down to a meal and let's say they go out to eat and they see someone else might need something, to give that person food, buy them food. Manoim gayroloi. Who are we saying that his lot is so good? Not the one who is receiving this. Manoim gayroloi. It's the one who is giving. Because more than a person who gives tzedakah, more than a person who gives the tzedakah to the other person who receives it, more than the receiver is getting, the one who gives is getting more. The one who gives is getting more. What is he getting more? He is getting the reward from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He is also building inside of him Midas Tovos. He's training himself to be a giver. Be a giver. Be a noisin. He says if it's possible to raise a yosoim and yosoim b'seich beisoi, if it's possible to raise orphans in your house, shebezet tzedkosoi oimedes la'ad. This is what's called a person's tzedkosoi oimedes la'ad. It's Gemara in Ksuvos Daf Nun. And it talks about a person who does chesed forever. One example, he says a person who lends svarim. You lend somebody a sefer, that person learns from that sefer, he has eternal reward. So you now have that eternal reward, just like him. A person who raises a yasam and a yasayma, that doesn't have to be literally a yasam and a yasayma. It could be a situation where the person's parents are not helping out. It also has a similar status as a real orphan. Now, he says further, if a person doesn't have the opportunity to raise a yasam and yasayma, when he feeds his children and his family members, he should also have in mind, when he feeds his children, this is also called, he is doing tzedakah at all times, when he's feeding his children, his family members. On the Shabbos and Yontif, Nochel Yoyis called Ish Hayra Al Shulchanoi Yitain Koyel Lechabis Koynoi Mechenoi Al Shulchanoi. Interesting how he connects over here. He says on Shabbos and Yontif, where it's appropriate to be singing Zmirus. And I want to tell you something else. Let's say you don't have the nicest voice. You don't have the nicest voice. Sing anyway. You know why? Because Hashem gave you that voice. And Hashem is listening. Hashem says, I gave you that voice. I know how your voice is. To me, it's the most beautiful in the world. It's the most beautiful voice in the world. We're not saying you're getting a microphone and you're singing to everybody. Very simply, you are singing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yom Zeh Mechubad. Right? That's what you're doing. Sing the Zmiras. Three more points before we finish this topic of Achil and Shtiyah. Number one, Mayim Achreinim. Wash Mayim Achreinim. So we're going to learn Mitzvah Hashem in this Chedek Beis of Mishnah Brura from the previous year we just had. We'll get to Mayim Achreinim. Some Kupay Aleph. We'll discuss it. I just want to say, if it's your minig that you don't wash Mayim Achreinim, okay, that you have Hudurullah. Yekis, don't wash Mayim Achreinim. I know a certain Adam Gadol. I'm not going to start saying we're not giving a shir Mayim Achreinim now. I know he didn't wash Mayim Achreinim. And I assume the children and grandchildren also don't as well. They follow the grandfather, I assume. But if it is your minhag that you should be washing Ma'amar Chayinim, that means during the week and Shabbos is all the same. There's no difference. It's not like, oh, I washed Ma'amar Chayinim on Shabbos. No, it's all the same. In fact, let's just touch on one point that the Mishru quotes. I believe it's the Machas Shekel. And he says, Ra alaya maisa, ra alaya maisa. It's wrong what I see. And I believe he says those words, he brings those words three times in all of Mishnah Brura. Ra alaya maisa shereisi. That people just put a drop of water on their fingertips. I don't know where this comes from. You know where it might come from? You know, sometimes people get gifts of Mayim Achrayinim. They get a gift for Mayim Achrayinim, and they have a little tiny little pitcher. Then the manufacturers make this, like, you know, nice looking, very, very halachically impractical Mayim Achrayinim. And the first person that uses it, he can't even wash his hands properly. And then you put a nice price tag on it, it looks very nice, and then people, you know, they buy it and give it out, this and that. I don't know where it came from. All I'm telling you is that you look over there in the Mishnah Brura, and he says you have to wash at least to the second knuckle. At least to the second knuckle. And the Gra, as Rabbi Yechmiel Yosef turned on the screen so I can see his Tzemel Akim, he says even all the fingers. And I learned in Chaim Berlin, yeah, after the shoulder, yeah, to the shoulder, yeah, okay. You're not going to the water. He's making a joke. No, not that, right? I learned in Chaim, my Rishiva also did like this. So I try to wash my whole hand, you know. You take, we don't get water from the well in this generation. So you put a drop more water in there. Ra alaya maisa shereisi, says the Mishnah Brura, brings down. It's wrong what I see. They put the fingertips. What is the fingertips? Get at least to the second knuckle. That's my machrayna. When you're traveling, also, my machrayna. When you have water, you have in mind. You have to wash my machrayna as well. A lot more to talk about that. We'll save that, Mr. Shem, for the Mishnah Rosh here. The truth is, I said maybe we'll end it here with Achil and Shtia, but the truth is it's already time. I think we're going to stop here because I don't want to rush to the next points. I want to take them at the right measures. So Mitzvah Shem will pick off from Meir Shemayim Besudas Mitzvah about having the proper decorum by Sudas Mitzvah. That's the next piece. And then we conclude here Achil and Shtia with benching. Berachas Hamazon.